Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tell Me Something I Don't Know podcast. I'm your host, Julian. As always, before we get into the guest host today, would like to let everybody know, because I didn't on the last episode, the Twitter page, the official Twitter page for the Tell Me Something I Don't Know podcast is existent. It has been brought into existence. It happened during the episode 8 when I had the three guests on. I know I forgot to advertise that to anybody, but it is now out
totally
there.
Work.
Yeah, and actually the person, it's at TMSIDK pod, I believe is the at, and I believe that's the same thing for the name. You'll know the picture. It's the same picture that you're staring at right now on the cover of the fucking episode. So.
That is true.
And yeah, my guest today is actually the only person following this
one
the
follower,
Twitter page.
It's me.
Because he's the only person that knows about it. So, welcome to the podcast, Jake.
What's up, Julian? How's it going?
It's going good. How do you feel about being on this? Is this a new time experience
for
you?
Yeah, first time podcaster of all time. Never had a YouTube, never anything. So
never any sort of talking medium.
No, this is a first. This is an absolute first.
So you're being brought into the world here. We're popping your cherry here.
The proverbial cherry.
The proverbial cherry, yes. So, as you know,
yes,
everybody gets asked the question of the day.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes, it does.
So I got your question here.
Lay it on.
And when I was thinking of a question for you, I was like, you know, when we've had conversations before, you like to give a good amount of input, you know?
Oh, like, yeah. I like hearing myself talk.
Not like you ramble, but like a there's got to be explained details, you know? Like, you give a detailed answer. So for this question, this is probably the strangest question I've asked any of my guests. But if you were the general of an army of a type of animal, what type of animal would you choose?
First question, living or extinct?
You know, I'll even expand it to just, like,
why do both? Fuck,
anything.
Let's do both.
Well, no, I was going to say even, like, you can pull, like, something out of a movie or some shit.
Like a
know.
Mythical creature if I
yeah,
want.
Yeah, fuck it.
Are gods available? Like, can I just have an army of Zeuses and just be like, all right, I win, I guess?
To some extent. Like, they can't be people.
All right.
Like, they can't be any type of people. It can't be, like...
It's got to be an animal.
It's got to be an animal-esque thing, yeah. So, like, no, yeah.
Damn.
No RoboCops.
Aww,
no army of RoboCops, because they're not animal-like. But, like, you could say...
A Hydra or something.
You could say, like the giant worm from SpongeBob. You could lead an army of those.
Fuck!
The sea worm.
An army of sea worms.
Yeah. Shit like that, you know?
That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'd probably...
Because, like, you got to think what kind of battle... It is. Like, if you were to give...
Yeah, where's the location at? Like,
so,
I mean, is this going to be a battle?
It's on a beach.
On a beach.
So you can have aquatic animals.
Oh,
if
perfect.
Need be. If
yeah.
need be. So it's on a beach. It's like a beach battle.
Beach. Big old white sands.
White
turned
sand,
blood with
yeah.
red. This would be great.
Yeah.
Great artist.
Yeah. This... It's a great battle.
Yeah.
So think about who you're having with you.
I don't know. Nothing. Probably at that point, you have to go mythical creatures because anything in the storybooks is probably better than anything in real life. Not gonna lie.
I don't know, man. Have you seen a gator from Florida?
Have you
seen those things snatch their jowls at people?
Have you seen a dragon?
I mean, I haven't seen one, no.
Have you seen a picture of a dragon?
I have seen a picture of a dragon. Well, what kind of dragon? Like How to Train Your Dragon?
Nah, too wimpy. Too Disney.
Too Disney.
Nah,
that's a great response to that.
Well, I mean, they can ruin Star Wars.
Well,
they can ruin dragons. I mean, they did it for me.
I do actually like that movie.
Because
I'm pretty sure that's a Pixar movie.
No, you're right. It is Pixar.
I don't think that's a Disney movie. I think that's a Pixar movie.
It is Pixar. You're right. Damn. I'm wrong.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're pretty much the same company. But, like... Yeah, no, I like that movie. I like all three of them.
I do. It's a cute movie. It is a cute movie.
Yeah.
I'll say. I mean, it's entertaining to watch.
Mm.
But I'm not picking that kind of dragon. Like, I'm not gonna have an army of toothless out there.
And... Yeah, that's fair. What about an army of tauntauns?
I can't even remember which one tauntauns are.
What? I thought you were big into Star Wars.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, tauntauns.
A tauntaun, no.
Oh, the thing Luke hides in the dead body?
Yeah.
Oh, that thing? I thought that was a dragon from How to Train Your Dragon.
No.
Rough
no.
luck. Army of those? Fuck no. They don't have arms.
No, I know. That's why I was...
Oh, no.
I would probably...
Now, that's a good battle. Tauntauns versus Toothless?
Tauntauns versus Toothless. I mean, one's aerial and one's bound to the ground.
Yeah,
so it's already an unfair fight.
But can Toothless... Toothless can't breathe fire, can he?
Yeah, he can. He can spit, like, electronic balls.
What?
Like,
when does he do this? ESP balls,
yeah. I don't think he
doesn't do that in the first movie, does he?
I don't think it's fire. Isn't it like ESP or some crazy what shit like that? Where the hell's my phone at?
Oh, come on. We gotta look this up.
We have to look this up. This is just...
It's not in the first movie. I will say all...
Oh, I shall just look up...
I'll talk aside. I have only seen the first movie, so I do not know anything else that happened.
Yeah, you haven't seen the other two?
No. I always thought they'd be decent.
No, these are all, like, cute pictures of them. I don't want the cute pictures. I want the fire. Fuck.
The fire?
No, yeah, it is, like, it's, like, this weird electricity bullshit.
Let me see.
That's, I'm trying to find, okay. It's, like, I mean, that's not, like, a picture from the movie. I think that's a toy.
Oh, no.
Okay, maybe it's not fire, then. Maybe
he does shoot electricity?
That's what I'm saying.
Does it have like a magnet in it?
What? Yeah, because it's got to hold the bottle cap. The bottle cap opener. I don't know, man. All I know is that I'm pretty sure he shoots electricity. So,
fair enough. Sorry.
So, who's... Oh, was there a bottle cap up there? Yeah. You got to use it at least once.
I know. I couldn't stop myself. But
yeah. So, an army of any type of creature.
I probably would go dragons, I'm not going to lie. I mean, you have the immediate sky advantage. You can breathe fire.
But, like, what kind of dragon?
This is going to be a very, very, very odd reference, but there is a Netflix show called Dragon's Dogma.
Okay.
And I want that dragon.
I have never seen it. Let me look it up.
It is absolutely fearsome. It tears apart entire cities and leaves one person alive.
Whoa!
So that one person can come back and kill the dragon.
This is on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's animated. That's the difference.
Is it based on a video game? Because I'm also seeing a video game.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've never played the video game, so I guess I can enjoy the show for what it is.
Oh, it's an anime?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie, I might not like it.
Fair enough. Yeah, the animation is kind of weird, but it is pretty sweet. It's got a sweet opening sequence.
The plot sounds cool, but I just don't like anime.
That's fair.
I'm not a fan.
Cool.
Yeah, you can spoil it for me.
Okay, yeah. So the whole point, dragon comes down. Spoiler alert to anyone who remotely is watching this very random show.
This random anime. If you're watching it, spoiler alert here.
All one of you.
All two of you, yeah.
The dragon comes down. He burns this entire village to the ground, and he leaves one dude alive, and that one dude alive comes back, and he's like, in the same time, he runs back at the dragon to try and kill the dragon. After the dragon killed his wife, his pregnant wife, the dragon killed his pregnant wife, so he runs to the dragon knocks him out, kills the entire town, leaves only him alive. He wakes up with a scar on his chest, still alive.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden this random chick appears who is called a pawn and is basically assigned to him to help him with his task. You find out his task is to kill the dragon that took his heart. That's the thing.
Yeah, that does sound very much like a video game.
Oh, heck yeah. So you go out there and he goes around, he does, there are these couple quests, couple things, he tests his morals, and you can slowly see him descend into anger and madness.
Right.
And then once he finally falls into his anger, he kills the dragon. And he gets his heart back. And then becomes the dragon.
And that's Wait a minute.
And that's the end of the series. Because he abandoned his own humanity and killed the dragon. And he couldn't let go and he couldn't do that.
Right.
He becomes the dragon. And then that's why the dragon leaves people alive, because all the dragon wants to do is die, but it has an inner, like, sense for rage.
Whoa, that's like a Tarantino plot twist. Holy
yeah.
shit.
I did not see it coming at the end. Did not see it coming.
So you're finished with it then?
You've yeah, it's only it eight episodes. It's real quick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it's like
maybe I will watch it then. You're like, flipping me back and forth.
It's eight episodes. It's like 30 minutes an episode.
Oh,
I think.
Fuck
it's
it.
A quick one.
Fuck
I
it.
Did it in like 3 days. It was great.
I could probably do that like tonight. Like,
yes. Just pound on a quick show. But yeah, I'd want that dragon. Like,
okay.
It's just fucking huge, awesome, mythical.
Okay.
An army of them, that'd be great.
Army of them?
Army of them be awesome.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice. I was thinking Q-Bert, but then...
Q-Bert's a dragon?
No, not Q-Bert is a dragon! What? Q-Bert is not anything close to a dragon.
No.
He's an orange ball with feet.
I've seen the game. Never played it, but I've seen it. I know Q-Bert is. Out of failure.
I would say that, but he's too human-like to be considered a creature. So I would actually choose as my creature to lead my
yes.
army.
No, your army of creatures.
My army of creatures. It would be those enemies from Kirby that were just normally floating around like little red smiley faces, and then if you hit them, they turned into like a one-eyed demon, and then they started chasing you and like biting you. You never played it?
Nope.
You never played a Kirby game?
I've played one, and
which one?
The one where he rides a star.
Is that
for the GameCube?
Dream Land?
No.
Or no, or Superstar Ultra.
Something like that, yeah. And like you hit people on the star and shit.
Yeah. Kirby, yeah, that's Superstar Ultra. I don't know what
no
I'm talking
fucking,
about.
It's God damn,
this guy. Man. You know
no,
him?
Nope. Looks like an orange Kirby to me.
And then, like, you hit him and he turns into this fucking one-eyed demon guy?
Nope.
Oh, I mean, that's just a bunch of pictures of Kirby.
Because Kirby's
that's
the shit.
Meta Knight. Well, Meta Knight's too sentient. I was just about to say maybe I'd take him, but...
No, Meta Knight's a thinking, living thing. Now, yeah. Kirby's dumb as a post. You could have an army of Kirbys. But then that's too overpowered. You can't stop an army of Kirbys.
You can't. Well, I mean, have you ever played Kirby Mass Attack?
No.
You can stop a Kirby army.
Is the whole point to stop an army of Kirby?
Well, no. The whole point is like you get more Kirbys the more you play. So you can have up to 10 with you just fighting, going through the levels. And then you have to like stretch out to make like get over shit and like a bunch of weird shit like that.
It's kind
of
cool.
It's an okay Kirby, but like... You can die so easily in that game because some of the you don't like control all of them, so they can easily just be standing there and then just getting fucked. Yeah, and then just like get fucked. So.
No, I'm talking like an army of the Super Smash Brothers Kirby. Like that would be unstoppable.
I don't know. I think Kirby's not. He's not animal like.
No, that's fair. That's
because
he's
got like thoughts and yeah, he's got like thoughts and feelings and shit.
So are we judging people the difference between animals and everybody else? By
I would
how
say that like a sentient kind of meter, you know? Because like, Kirby doesn't talk; he just makes noises and like looks dumb.
But then,
but
I
like
can't
he's still got feelings. But like.
And I can't have that dragon then, because that dragon has
a conscience.
Oh yeah,
that dragon
has
a conscience. Oh shit.
Like it literally has a purpose, therefore giving
yeah.
it sentient
because you're leading this army, so like,
yeah,
in this army you're like leading something that otherwise can't think for itself.
Which takes a lot of mythological creatures out of it.
Yeah. That's why you know you
got
to make it that
think
that
now.
Makes it more thinking process because it's not like
I thought this'd be easy. You yeah, asked the question and I'm like, oh, this is fucking easy.
Also, another one I was thinking of are fucking Endermen from Minecraft.
No. Never. Well, I
I'm taking those bitches with me.
Never played Minecraft. Did not have a.
You've never played Minecraft?
I tried with my niece, but I'm like, I don't know.
Dude, isn't for me. Minecraft is so fun. Like, it is just such a good game.
That is the thing. I'll give it this. It is a very pure game. It is one of the very few games that is truly pure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good video game.
There's just, like, so much shit you can discover and, like, do and, like, make. And just, there's endless possibilities to that game. So it's like...
See, I need a plot. That's my problem. I need a plot for a video game.
I forgot you said that to me last time that we were talking. But, I mean, there's not a plot, but, like, you know, you have to get to the end and, like, beat the end dragon, you know?
What happens after that?
Then you beat the game. And then, but after that, you can keep going. Like, you can...
But, like, because my niece, she doesn't play, like, that much. She plays in the, like, she just builds stuff in her world. She makes her own world. Like, that's all she does.
Yeah, see, that's the other great thing about Minecraft is the story is not, like, a time-based thing. You can just never do the story and just... Because, you know, people make worlds.
Yeah.
And like, they'll just, like, worlds. They that make shit. Incredible. Yeah.
Some of the Minecraft worlds that are made, I'll say that's dedication.
Yeah, dude.
That's a masterpiece.
Those motherfuckers will just build.
That's fucking incredible. Do you imagine how much time that takes?
Honestly, like... By yourself, it takes so much time, but, like, some of those people have groups of, like, 40 people doing those, so it honestly doesn't really take them that long, because, like, someone's in charge of each different block type, and they know where each block is going, so, I mean...
They probably plan beforehand, get, like, a game plan.
Yeah. Although the other cool ones are the ones that just happen naturally. That's like, true. You guys just... You aren't, like, in the creative mode where you can make anything, you know, like, everything that you're making is stuff that you're finding, you know?
See, that gives it some purpose to it, but just, I never had attention for it.
Because Minecraft really does have, like, a built-in plot with, like, it's like a dialogue-less plot. Because it's, you know, you start, you have to get to the first objective of building a house, then you have to get the objective of, like, getting,
But yeah, it's getting objectives. Like, I mean, there's no dialogue to push along. I will say that does not mean for a bad game, because there's a game called Journey... That has no spoken words and is one of the
Journey.
Most beautiful games ever made.
I don't think I've played that.
Oh, much. It's absolutely gorgeous! Great game.
What is that for?
It was for the PlayStation. I got it for the PS4. I think you can get a remastered version. No, I got it for.
Is it a PlayStation exclusive?
I hope to God not.
Because I know
you got the X-Bone, so fuck that.
I am an X-Bone guy. I am not a. Not a PlayStation guy. Sorry if anyone...
I
would
not by the PlayStation.
I'm not a guy that will swear by the Xbox. I just...
It's what you
grew,
had.
Well, I grew up hanging out with my cousin a lot
when
I was younger, and he had an Xbox 360, and I never had an Xbox. And then, like, a lot of my other friends did. So, like, I kind of got used to it. Although, I had a PlayStation 2, so I'm still competent with the PlayStation, and I still know how it works. Yeah. So, like, I don't swear by one or the other. I just... The Xbox was cheaper when I got it.
That's easy enough. That's the only
thing. Yeah, and...
Because it really doesn't matter. They are the same system.
And here's the thing is, this is going to sound crazy for anyone out there who's listening who doesn't know this, do you know how much money I've put into one of my games on the Xbox? Rock Band? So here's some
$330.
Here's some numbers for you. So I got this game in 2015, may I remind you.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I change my answer?
Yeah. This game is 6 years old.
I'm honestly gonna say $2,500.
Okay, that's a good guess. Let's see what the number is.
Fuck.
So, the game came with 70 songs. Okay, came with 70 songs.
Yes.
Remember that. There were a couple expansion DLCs that were free. So, like, we'll say overall, I'd say about 100 songs were free.
Okay.
Each song. Cost $2.99 or
$1.99. Okay.
Now, plus tax, so $2.11.
Like, did the price change at all during?
Some songs cost more. Like, there's a longer song that was $2.99.
Oh. Okay.
And there's 2112 by Rush. You had to buy in a pack.
Holy shit!
Because you know that song?
Nope.
It's 20 minutes long.
Holy fuck!
Yeah. So on Rock Band, you would buy it as you can get part one or parts 1 through 3 or like
they
there's three sections and the full song.
Jesus
Christ. That was the only way you can get the full song was to buy the packs.
That's fair.
So, but yeah, so the game came with the 70. I'd say about another 30 were free. I have over 800 songs on that game.
700, and let's just do the simple math of 211. We have 700 times 2.11. That is approximately $1,400.
$1,400.
Probably, and more for other songs, you're looking at about $1,800 to $1,900 into one fucking video game. Yeah. Holy shit.
I have put serious, serious money into that game and serious hours, and I'm insanely good at it, and it's on the PlayStation. So when I moved out of my parents' house and then I left my Xbox there because it was me and my brother, so yeah. I just let him keep it, and I was buying a new system, I was like, I'm not going to buy a PlayStation because I have so much shit on my Rock Band.
So you're just keeping your PlayStation?
So I... No.
Oh, the Rock Band's on your Xbox.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm just keeping that. Yes. And then I just bought myself an Xbox One. And the other thing is... They don't make... So they stopped making the instruments for Rock Band 4 in about, I'd say mid-2018.
Yeah, how'd you get those drums?
Those drums were actually from Luke's brother. Shout out Luke from the last episode.
Yes.
His brother got them, and they are ours now. I still have to pay Luke for them. I'm not going to lie to you. We decided we'd go 40-30 on them.
He's just going to hear this and be like, Julian, come on.
That's all right. Luke, if you're out there, you'll hear it. What was I going to say about the drums? Okay, but yeah.
Yeah.
But those drums are going for like $300. Are
you kidding
me? Like marketed price. And they don't make the guitars anymore. Guitars are going for like $80, $90, and I have three of them.
Yeah, a lot more guitars are made than drums probably.
Yeah, one of them unfortunately is a little broken. I'm going to give it to my friend, though, and see if he can fix it.
Nice.
But, yeah, one of them's busted, so I have two working ones. But, yeah, so I can't get a new game.
Is there lyrics on this as well?
Yeah, I have, four mics at my parents' house. It's just we never use it because nobody ever wants to sing.
No, why would you?
Yeah, so we just never use it. Because Luke always plays the drums.
Yep.
Because he plays the drums in real life. And then I always play the guitar because I'm...
Literally.
Well, no, I play the bass in real life.
That's close enough.
But, I've just been playing for so long that I'm, insanely good at it.
Yeah,
so we can play the harder songs and we won't, fail out of the song.
Yeah.
Because Connor plays a lot less than I do, but he's not bad. So he'll play bass. So
he can have a little bit of the easier
bits
in there.
But there are a lot of harder bass songs. There's an Iron Maiden song that we always play that has, a bass... solo on it, and it's just some fucking wicked shit. So
I never could put the time into the game, and I was never good enough at it. My thing is, I got Guitar Hero World Tour for the Wii.
That game is a fucking masterpiece. That is a masterpiece of a game.
The soundtrack on that game is pure
fire.
Glorious.
There were songs on top of songs.
Yes.
Hold up, I'm about to look up this set list right now. Are you ready for this?
It's literally the perfect set list. Well, it's almost perfect.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, fire away.
I'm looking up this set list. Hold up.
Oh, wait. No, are we thinking of...
Guitar Hero World Tour.
Yeah, World Tour. It is World Tour.
That
Guitar Hero 2 was good.
World Tour had... No, let me see the list of damn songs.
You got an internet right.
List of songs. Oh, here we go. Ew, it had Nirvana, so that's not good. But it had System of a Down on there.
Nice.
It had Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and the Wings. It had Beat It.
Forgot about Beat It.
It had Crazy Train. It had Damn It by Blink-182.
Yes.
It had Steely Dan. It had Everlong by the Foo Fighters.
Beautiful.
It had Freak on a Leash by Korn.
Freak on a Leash is a great song.
It's a great song.
That song is amazing.
It had Go Your Own Way.
Float On, Modest Mouse, that's good.
I'm not a fan of that one.
Really? Oh, I love that song. I can't help myself. I have Hot for Teacher on
there. I was just about to say, I got past that and Hotel California.
And The Joker. Those are all good. The Kill, they have La Bamba's on that fucking set.
That's true.
That's a great song.
That is a great song. And they have Kick Out the Jams by MC5.
Fuck, that's nice.
They got The Doors on there. They got The Middle by Jimmy Eat World.
Yes!
And they had Mr. Crawley by Ozzy.
Oh, my God.
They had both songs. And Misery Business by Paramore. No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Rebel Yell by Billy Idol.
Woo! That's a song. One Way or Another by Blondie. Oh, that's right. And they had three Tool songs
on there. Spiderwebs by No Doubt. Christina Aguilera before she sold out.
I forgot about that song. That is a song.
Slaps. That song is amazing.
I'll die on that hill that song goes hard.
Yes. Thank you. And Sweet Home Alabama.
Did it have that? I haven't seen that one yet.
Fuck yeah.
I see Purple Haze Live by Chicken Henry.
Oh my God. I remember. You have to play that in like their story mode. Mm-hmm. And it was
insanely hard.
It was hard. I sucked. It took forever.
It's long.
I'm like, this is miserable. Just get me back to my 3 minutes song.
Get me back to the
song. Good
shit. Scream, Aim, and Fire is on there. Stranglehold? What
the fuck? I've never heard of that song, to be honest.
By Ted Nugent?
Couldn't tell you.
That song is not that great, but it's his only song that I'll listen to.
By 10 Nuggets?
Yeah. Up and Around the Bend by CCR. What I've Done, Linkin Park.
Exactly.
Zach Wilde Guitar Duel by Zach Wilde. No shit.
Who's Zach Wilde? Oh, is he the guy from ZZ Top?
No. Fuck. No, Zach Wilde is Ozzy Osbourne's guitar player starting in 1991. Or maybe it was 1989. Before him was Jake E. Lee, and before him was Randy Rhoads.
Never heard of him. No clue.
You don't know who any of those guys are? Randy Rhoads, man. He does the Mr. Crawley solo. You know Dusty Rhoads?
The American dream.
I mean, you know Dusty Rhoads. You know Cody Rhoads. You know.
Actually, I don't think I know Cody. No, is that his son?
You know Cody Rhoads.
Who's Cody Rhoads?
Oh, my God. You know Dustin Rhoads? Gold Dust?
I know Dusty Rhoads, the American Dream.
Yeah, but do you know Gold Dust?
I know who Gold Dust... Oh, is he the guy with the painted face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Dustin Rhoads.
That's...
Dusty's that... son, and his brother is Cody Rhoads, also Dusty's son.
What the fuck? I never knew this!
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I had no fucking clue. I thought Cody Rhoads, like, I mean, yeah, okay, but I didn't know Gold Dust was Dusty Rhoads' kid. Jesus Christ.
I just told you something you didn't know. And that's the name of the game right there. That is the fucking name of the game.
I believe we fulfilled the purpose of this whole fucking show. But
what was I saying before we even went down the Dusty Rhoads track?
Guitar
Randy Rhoads.
I was going to say Ronda Rhoads.
Ronda Rhoads. No, Randy Rhoads. Yes. Yeah, he does a solo on Crazy Train. You know, he's like one of the best guitar players ever. And then he died tragically when he was like 28, 29 years old.
Was he part of that like weird club where a lot of people died at the same age?
I think he was a little older than 27. I'm not actually sure. But yeah, and then Jake E. Lee played on a couple Ozzy albums, and then Zakk Wylde's been on there ever since.
Oh, okay.
After the few Jake E. Lee albums. And Zakk Wylde is awesome. Have you ever heard of the Black Label Society?
Nope.
The band? He's their guitar player and singer. He's just...
And he's that good?
Have you seen what he looks like? He is jacked as shit.
I just picture a guy from ZZ Top with that name.
And since he also played with Ozzy, he has a cover band called Zakk Sabbath.
That's amazing.
That's his signature guitar. Yeah, that's him with his signature guitar. He's ripped.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the dude is ripped.
Kind of looks like Fat Thor, but he's not fat.
Yeah, like Thor, if Thor was bigger, ripped. Not like toned ripped, you know what I mean?
Like chunky
a
ripped.
Thick ripped. Yeah, because okay. That dude, look at him as a fucking kid. He was scrawny as hell. Little white boy with the guitar, and then he turns into this jacked Viking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he is, probably.
Yeah.
He's a jacked fucking Viking.
But his custom guitars are really sweet, but they're super expensive. They're like $4,200.
For a guitar?
For the cheapest one, yeah.
My guitar was $200.
My bass was free.
What the fuck?
Have I ever told you the story about that?
No, how'd you get a free bass?
Oh, dude, I've never told you that?
No, you've never told me that story.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, this is a great story to tell podcast, because this is also for... not only is this for anyone out there who doesn't know, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people know this, but like not a lot of people know this, is the reason why I started playing bass, because I play bass now. You know, this is the connection, direct connection. And it's also relevant because it involves St. Paddy's Day. Because St. Paddy's
holiday.
Day was like yesterday.
Literally fucking yesterday. What timing, man?
Because I got the memory in my Snapchat of when I got that. Very
That's
first.
Incredible.
So I go into Guitar Center
How many years ago?
This is tying round circle because, okay, this was 2017.
Okay. Wait, you only played
2017.
Been playing the bass for like 4 years?
Yeah, I've only been playing for a few years.
Jesus, man, I thought you'd been playing the bass for a while.
No, dude, because I never really...
Never had a bass?
I never had access to one until this one day.
And until then, you walked into Guitar Center.
Yeah, and a lot of people say that I did, because I never like... got lessons or anything. People say the way that I learned how to play was probably the better way because I just learned songs that I like.
Oh,
like I never learned how to play bass. Mm-hmm. Like I'm doing that in quotes. For... Nobody can see that, but I'm doing it in air quotes. Played bass. Mm-hmm. I just started playing songs that I like. And mm-hmm. as you play harder songs, like you learn the techniques just by trying to play them. And so now I know how to play, but I never taught myself how to play. You know, if that makes sense.
To play a song. You want to have fun playing it. You mm-hmm. don't want to sit there and learn
right.
chords for 3 weeks.
Right. I mean, it does take longer because I just recently started getting like actually good. Like I'd say only beginning of 2020, end of 2019 is when it was actually really good.
Hey, good enough to make your intro.
Because before that, what?
Good enough to make your intro.
That's very true. That is very true. Although that one's not too hard because it's mostly just on the E and A string. But like, then again, the bass isn't too crazy of an instrument. It is my favorite instrument. Like, like to me, hearing like a funky bass line is just one of the most satisfying things.
A good bass solo is incredible.
Yeah,
especially smooth.
Just crispy and clean,
exactly.
And you can just, like, the sound of it is just so different.
Because it's so different than a guitar. Like, I've heard a lot of high-pitched guitar solos over
right.
and over and over again. But when you hear really a bass at, because you've got a lot, you can use all the notes in a bass solo.
In a bass solo.
Up and down the
and
neck
it'll,
the whole
and
time.
It won't sound bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's unlike a guitar solo where, like, to get from one point to the other, you kind of have to make your way there rather than just cutting.
Yeah.
Because then it won't sound that great.
Because there's so much of a difference.
Yeah. The bass, you can cut. Like, I can go from, like, an E12 to, like, a fucking G2, and it won't sound bad. Like, the complete opposite sides of the instrument, like, are not going to sound bad, you know?
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing about it. That's why
yeah.
I think you can do so much more in a bass solo than you think.
Yeah. And so, like, the more songs I started playing, I was like, damn, dude, like, I kind of want to start writing my own bass lines because, like, I liked learning the new ones, but then I was like, dude.
But wait, how did you get the guitar?
Oh, fuck.
Wait, what the fuck?
I forgot about that.
How the fuck did you get it, man? Like, we went from Guitar Center to writing your own bass lines.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
Okay.
Okay, so.
God damn it.
All right, so I walked into Guitar Center for
yes.
one reason. I needed drumsticks for my Rock Band drum set.
Back to Rock Band.
It comes round circle. I needed drumsticks. Like, that's the most pathetic thing, going into a musical, like a music store where actual, you know, musicians go. And I buy sticks for a video game. Like, but it started a career.
Great.
So I went in there to buy sticks, and they had this giant wheel for St. Paddy's Day. And it was like $10 and you spin the wheel and you can get on anything. Like the minimal prize was like $10 worth of stuff. So there was no way that you were like getting rigged. But there were like 400 options. Like each piece was like a couple cent like inches on this big like 8-foot wheel.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So this giant wheel with these tiny-ass pieces, and there were three top prizes. One of them, the third place prize, was a bass, an amp, and a bag, and a cord. The second prize was a guitar, an amp, and a cord, and a bag. And then the first place prize was a 9-piece drum set. So
holy
I was like, dude,
shit.
I want that fucking drum set.
So you're like, you want the drum set. This
so
is
I
it.
Gave him $10 because there was a lot of other cool shit on there. It was like,
yeah.
Oh, you can get like...
Dude, it's $10.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Like a couple of spots were like $50 gift card, $100 gift card,
you could
or like...
Even just an amp or something.
Right. Just like some just small shit. Like there were so many options. So I spun it, dude. And sure enough, it fucking landed on the base, the third place prize.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And they were like,
me?
That's the first one of the day. It was like 3 o'clock. And they said nobody had gotten the
top
guitar
three.
Or the drum set yet.
Oh,
so it landed on the fucking bass one, and I was like, holy shit. So they took me over and they're like, okay, so here's the price range of the bass you can get, because they let you pick it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't just give you one. Like, you get to pick it.
That's fucking awesome.
And then the amp they picked for you, because, you know, it's the standard one they were giving, and then the cord they picked for you. But, yeah,
you at least pick your own.
They fucking brought me over there, and that one was in the price range, and I was like, dude, that brown, because...
That is kind of
to
nice.
Picture it out for anyone out there. My like, if you were to see my room, it's very, there's a lot of brown and a lot of dark color, like in the furniture, in the posters, and like the bass fits naturally.
Mm.
This, I mean, I don't know why I brought that up, because I got this like 2 years ago before I even moved in. But like,
you chose the apartment based on the color of your guitar.
I like that color scheme of just like the brown wooden body with the brown wooden neck, you know, like everything just looks so rustic. So
perfect.
I picked that one out, and then I was like, well, shit, now that I'm here, I might as well get some accessories. So I bought the police line do not cross tape strap.
That's amazing.
I bought the strap, I bought some bass picks, and then I don't remember what else I got. I don't know. But then like after
it started playing?
Yeah, I took it home, I started playing, and I was like, okay, like, this is interesting, because, like, you're not strumming, you know, usually. Yeah. I mean, you're moving with your fingers, you know, mm-hmm. So I was like, this is a little different for me. Even though I've never played guitar before, but, you know,
yeah,
just everyone knows this, like,
and
the strumming.
And you've played Guitar Hero before,
which
yeah,
is
just
the strumming.
That's naturally, yeah.
Right. So I was like, okay, I got to use my fingers for this. And it just came naturally. I liked it so much better. You get so much more control mm-hmm. over your sound when you get to use your individual finger.
And you can get the pressure that you want a lot
exactly.
easier. You can get a lot stronger, softer
right.
of a note.
So, dude, I the more I was playing, I was like, dude, I kind of want to, like keep getting shit. So I bought an effects pedal. You see that green box behind you?
Probably.
That neon
green
box.
Yeah,
box.
I see it right there.
Yeah, that's the bass pedal I bought. It makes it's called what is it called? The muff?
The muff
one. Yeah. Dude, when you plug that thing in, the noise it makes, it like do you know what stoner metal is? Like doom stoner metal? Like, do you know about that shit or no?
Nope.
Essentially there's songs where it's like 30 minutes of just chugging like one chord that lasts, like it's meant to like be while you're on like acid and shit or
yeah.
like ripped as hell. So that pedal like kind of makes that noise, like with the sustain
mm-hmm.
and the echo and shit. And I was like, dude, I have to get that one.
Fuck yeah, what a
so,
purchase.
Yeah.
Did you get that too, like right when you were leaving with the guitar?
I got that
a little bit later.
No, I got that last year actually.
Oh, shit.
I want to say like March. I've only had that thing for like a year, so
damn.
Yeah. But dude, oh my god, I love it, because then I'll play bass lines I know from songs, but with the pedal on, so it sounds different.
Oh,
like you've probably
amazing.
Seen me post them on my story before.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll do like the medleys of songs, but with the pedal on, so it sounds completely different.
The total change.
Yeah.
Right.
So like it's cool to take like a pop song. Like I just learned how to you know "Adore You" by Harry Styles.
No.
You don't know that song? Well, it's Harry Styles, so it's a pop song. And I learned how to play that bass line.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I put the effect on it, dude, it just sounds like a metal song.
Oh, that's
amazing. It's awesome.
That's like, awesome.
Yeah, so.
And well, it's a good way to change the tone of the music.
Yeah, like you can take something up a level, you know? Mm-hmm. Or if something's heavier, just like push it even further, you know?
Yeah, because you... Why? Because you can.
Because
you
fucking
can.
Like, I have to turn the knob down sometimes because it rattles in here. Because
oh,
the bass is so thick.
Man,
like,
one day you're going to break these windows, dude.
I honestly...
Make it a goal. You know what? Make it a goal.
It doesn't rattle that. Like, it rattles enough to where, like, the hanged things on my wall, not the posters, but, like, these framed shit,
yeah.
those would fall.
Holy shit.
Like...
That's incredible.
Especially because the amp is right here and there's a hang frame right behind you. That Iron Maiden one on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would easily fall, and that one probably would too. And that's a high fall from
yeah,
up there.
That's good.
So I don't want that shit
break.
Breaking.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
But yeah,
holy
yeah,
shit.
Man,
yeah,
that's how I got the fucking bass for
that's
free.
That's amazing. The free bass, and you still got it too. That's incredible.
Still
Four
got
years.
It to this day. Dude, I don't know what I'd do without it. Like, I fucking, like, fell in love with it. Like, because for the first, like, year, I didn't really play it that much like I would every once in a while. And I never felt guilty about it because it was free. I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
So I never felt guilty enough to play it more. But then, like, the more I got invested into music, because, again, I got that in 2017. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wasn't as into music then as I am now, because, like, now it's, like, everything that I think about. But back then, you know, it was there, but not in the forefront. Like, once I started getting more into music, I picked it up again, and I fucking fell in love with it.
Well, the more you listen to music, the more you hear a bass, and you're just like, you know what, that sounds pretty cool. Oh, wait, I have a fucking bass.
Yeah, you're like, I can recreate that right now if I wanted to. Like, I could literally just pick it up and do it.
And sure as shit, you picked it up, and you tried
it. And then I just fucking tried it, yeah. Fuck yeah, so. Dude. I think it's so much more fun to play
and
the guitar.
That's like the more fun way to learn.
Yeah.
Too. Because when I got my guitar my freshman year, I think, or is it my freshman or sophomore year when I got straight A's once. And
okay.
My dad let me go in and get a guitar. And I picked this red electric guitar. It looks fucking sweet. And I took a couple of guitar classes, but like I took classes in at a school, like my high school. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't really into it. I wasn't that good.
Right.
But, like, I mean, now it just sits in my apartment. It sits in my house. But
damn, dude.
It's sad. It's sad because it's a nice-looking guitar, too.
You should, dude, just do the method. Just pick it up and just start fucking around, man.
Dude, I can't anymore. Not my thumb.
Oh, yeah that's
that
right.
That means strumming a hell of a lot harder. And, I mean, now, it'd be easy, and I couldn't even... It'd be easier if I could come up and... When I'm left-handed.
Left-handed,
because then I can
just
hold my thumb up right here and do
I mean,
work with these.
You could learn how to play bass. That's not... You really...
See, I would think...
Unless you're doing the fucking funky shit.
Oh, but I like
the
funky shit.
The thumb-thwacking shit, like that Flea from the Chili Peppers does. Unless you're doing that, you don't need your thumb at all, because your thumb just rests on the top.
Oh, I thought that's how you would get the top string with the thumb.
No, so, like, you set your thumb up and then just go like this. So then if you go down a string, your thumb goes on the string above it. And then you're just going, like, up and down like that.
Yeah.
With your thumb resting. So
yeah,
your
so
thumb,
thumb
does nothing
do just
unless you're slapping.
The rest of your hand.
Yeah, unless you're slapping bass, then...
And I can do that easy. I mean, this thing
Yeah, because you... Like, that's all that it is.
Actually, no, I can't. That would hurt my hand.
Yeah, you do have to go. You have to go hard when you do.
Fuck that. Then.
So, but I mean, even without slapping, you can still make a lot of funky shit with that.
All right, I'll just take your bass. I'll take it for 4 years.
Fuck that. And then you come back and there you go.
And
well, dude, and I almost bought a bass yesterday too. I almost bought another one because I was in a pawn shop and the dude had a bass on the wall for like $80, and it was really nice.
Bad.
But I was like, you know what, man? Like, I gotta spend that on other shit. Like, the stimmy hadn't hit yet, so I was like, dude, I'm not yet.
Not yet. Not till the stimmy comes.
Not till that stimmy comes. But I don't know, man. I would like to have another one for the collection of one that I have.
Yeah, but you gotta keep this for as long as possible.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Is the,
no, I will never get rid of this.
Yeah, this is the free bass that got you a lifetime obsession with the damn instrument.
Like, I'm hoping, like, one day if I have children that they will want to play the bass so I can, like, give it to them. Because I will never force it onto them because I know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
But, like...
If they see it in the room and say, hey, Dad, what's that? And you're like,
well
why don't you try it?
Why don't you try it out? Then fuck it, dude. And if they start off at bass instead of guitar, they'll have so much more fun because the bass is just more fun. I'm sorry.
It's easy. I'm not going to lie. I think it's got to be a little bit easier. Cause the
guitar, definitely.
Yeah, the guitar is just so fucking hard, man. There's so much shit on the guitar.
Yeah, it definitely is easier. And especially if you're playing some songs like that just go... But like, if you play something really funky where you got to move the whole time... You know like King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar?
Nope.
You never heard of that song?
Oh,
Mackie, you're throwing daggers into my heart right now.
We're going to go back and listen to this, and I'm going to find out how many songs you brought up that I said.
That you didn't know?
No. Songs, names,
damn.
References.
Mackie. Mackie's failure to understand.
Oh,
it's
I
right.
know. It's fine.
But yeah, no, that song, I fucking... I learned the bass line to it.
That's incredible.
I'm not gonna play the song.
You just want the bass line.
There's a YouTube video of the bass line.
Water.
That I always do.
Oh damn, I thought that was on.
No, it was not.
Oh, man.
Just barely missed.
Oh, that's alright.
But yeah, this is the bass line for it.
Hi, it's Tom, the bass
Oh, Tom! Why would you do that to me? Tom, I thought you were going to play it.
Is that Kendrick Lamar?
Nah, it's just Tom. All right, let's get do this for real.
Oh, that's fucking sweet.
Yeah.
That's...
See, if you do something like that, like, then it's fun.
Yeah, oh, fuck
like,
yeah.
Like, if you're not just playing a song that's just like...
It's just two notes.
Yeah, then...
And then slide up.
And then slide up down. And then... Yeah, like that...
So in other words, Seven Nation Army.
Like, it works in music, mm-hmm. but it's not fun to do. Like, it's not fun to just sit there and use... Like, if... Like, one-finger songs where you only need your pointer, you never need your middle finger, those are the worst.
That's gotta suck.
Mm-hmm. Because at that point, like, I've never obviously played a concert because I'm not in a band or anything, but, like, if I were to...
Yet.
Not yet.
That's a key term there.
Key term. No, if I were to fucking, like, play a concert, if songs like those would come along, I would pick them, dude. I would just, because I do not want to sit there and just do this with my wrist. Yeah. I would pick them. Because I get easy blisters on my fingers.
Well, you got to sink it.
Because the strings are so thick on the bass that if you slide, that shit will fucking burn you up.
Did you see the Family Guy episode where he screams, I got blisters on my fingers?
I've actually, I'm not a fan of Family Guy.
Oh, fuck,
I'm not a Family Guy guy.
God damn it.
I think we talked about that last
time. Oh, yeah. No, fuck. Yeah, calluses aren't bad. But you figure, like, do you fingers ever callus up, make it easier?
Well, no, but here's the thing, is I play, like, every day. So if I, like, bass slide and cut myself.
Oh, you're fucked.
I'm going to be playing the next day, so it's not going to get much better. And I know a lot of bass players, like, wear certain things, but I need the feeling of the metal on my skin for me to really, like, make it work for me.
See, that would be my biggest fear, is cutting my finger on the string coming down. And, like, man, I'm not a fan of that.
Well, if you do get cut, it's very rare. Like, it's only happened to me twice in the 4 years I've been playing. You're more or less to get, like, you know, just, like, the more you move, like, the more it's, like, taking skin off. So that when you're done playing, like, it's not hurting for you to, you know, hit the note now. But when you're done playing and then you touch your finger to your thumb, you're like, ow, that kind of stings.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Like, one of those things. So. Yeah.
Fair enough.
That happens a lot. Because that E string is thick.
The one in the back?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because that's the topmost one. You use that one a lot.
That's fucking hefty.
And yeah, that boy will cut your shit up, but the G string isn't too bad.
G string's never bad.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I didn't think that through. I was halfway through saying it, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. And then I just went with it.
No, you knew it, too. And I'm like, ah, Jesus.
Fuck it.
Fuck. That is an incredible story, though, dude. That is awesome. Man.
It is one of my favorite stories to tell. Like, of all, like, the back catalog of stories I have, that's definitely one of my favorites. Just because it's so interesting.
And now it's on the internet forever.
And now it's out here so anybody can hear it. Anybody, if you want to hear this, you probably have. I hope you didn't pick up 48 minutes into the episode.
And just be like, oh, yeah, this is the time to start.
Yeah,
this
is a great time to start.
That's fine.
Well, dude.
48 minutes, and we still haven't come up with a fucking animal here.
I haven't come up with an animal yet.
Because I keep getting lost in that sentient thing. Like, we got to set some limits here on mythical
creatures. Oh, and you know what else I just thought of?
Yo.
Would that include Pokemon or no? Because if it includes Pokemon, you know I'm bringing up my boy Torterra, and I'm getting an army of those motherfuckers.
Why would you pick that of anything?
He's got trees on his shell, man.
Dialga, the god of time.
No. Dialga can suck my dick.
Dialga's Torterra. Amazing. Dialga is one of the best Pokemon in the game due to its typing, moveset, and stats. I will die on that hill.
I will not disagree with you. I would say he's definitely in the top 25 Pokemon. He's in, like, the top 10 legends.
Oh, definitely top 10 legends, for
but
sure.
But he ain't touching my boy Torterra.
I will.
And he ain't touching my boy Aggron, either.
Aggron's the shit.
Aggron is the homie!
Torterra, I will say, Torterra is awesome, because Torterra was my starter in Pokemon Diamond when I had it. And I brought that game from Pokemon Diamond all the way up to Pokemon Alpha Ruby.
So really?
It's in my Alpha Ruby journey. Yeah, it's in my Alpha Ruby right now. Same move set, same everything.
Damn. Is that up to 100 or do you not use it?
No, I don't use it. I haven't picked up Alpha Ruby in fucking ages. I probably shouldn't say this, but fuck it. They're not gonna hear. I play Pokemon at work, so I can get away with doing that.
That's fair.
So I just
on your phone?
On the computer.
Oh.
Yeah, I run an emulator, like the desk movie thing. So I'm in the middle of Pokemon Black right now. Which is an underrated Pokemon.
Oh my god,
game.
It is an incredible Pokemon game. That is one of my favorite Pokemon games.
It's got one of the best villain teams too. Like Team Plasma, like in theory, I get it. Wrong methods, but like
Team Plasma is just so fucking good.
Yeah, it is so good. So many
the
levels.
The map is so good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
All the wild areas, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not complicated. Mm-mm. It changes with the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm sitting there in autumn, like there are certain spots I have to wait for it to snow to get to. And I'm
right.
Like, can't get to it. I gotta come back in like 3 months,
right.
I guess.
Dude, it's so cool. Like the fucking black and white city. Like those are so cool.
Black and white city.
Hey, you probably haven't been there yet. Is this your first time playing through it?
No, I've played through it before. It's just been a while.
It's the one that's literally just all black or all white, depending on which game you have. And it's got the eerie music to it.
Oh, it's
like
probably
the very quiet,
it's probably
eerie
near
music.
End game. And yeah. Right now, I'm at like the seventh gym at it right now. So I'm getting close.
You know how the map goes like up and then it does the circle around and then it goes up?
Yeah.
The circle around, the last thing you get to before going back to the bottom of the circle is Black or White City, depending on which one you're going through.
I'm still up in the top left corner.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you got a way to go.
Yeah.
You got some ways to go.
But the thing is the back half goes quicker. The back half goes quicker than the front
because
half.
You don't have gym battles.
Yeah.
You know, once you beat the last gym, you're just fucking around in the wildlife areas for the last
part.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool because you just catch Pokemon.
Wait. Who's your starter? Please tell me you picked Snivy.
I did. I always pick the grass starters, dude. It's always been that.
Snivy is the man.
Fucking shout out to...
See him right up there?
Where?
On the Pokeball.
Oh, he's tiny. I love him.
Dude.
Yes, dude. He's the man. Snivy's the shit. He's such a little pimp, dude.
I know. And
like,
superior?
He's such a... Dude, I imagine him as just a cocky motherfucker. Like, I'm just a grass snake. What are you going to do about
it? He's going to walk up and... Cut your shit with his fucking
leaf blade. Leaf blade's
Let's
the move,
go!
Dude. Leech seed and leaf blade. That's
leech
our
seed and leaf
fucking
blade. It's
main
just a lethal
seed.
Combo. I don't know what I'm going to tell you,
dude. I've always
throw an earthquake in this game.
I always pick the grass starters because shout out to Sean Levine and Mike Cantley, who will probably never listen to this podcast. But
if they're out there somehow listening, every episode we got some of them.
Oh yeah,
out there
fuck
listening.
Yeah, name drop. I have to
fuck them if you're out there listening. This is for you.
This is for you. But we. They were my friends from elementary school, and we would all get the same Pokemon games, or the same generation, and we would each pick a different starter. And I was grass, Sean was water, and Mike was fire.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
that's cool.
So it went for a while. I think we only did it for like two generations, but ever since then.
Still,
that,
though,
always,
that's fucking cool.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. So it doesn't even matter. Like, you'll...
No,
you'll,
I'll pick the grass one every time.
Oh, okay.
Like, in the new one, Sword and Shield, pick the Grookey first every time.
I actually also picked Grookey, but that's because I didn't peek at the final evolutions of any of them.
Bad choice.
And I really, really liked Grookey. But God, I hate the final evolution
Rillaboom
of Grookey.
Rillaboom
sucks.
He's got
ass.
No. I don't think he has. He just doesn't have a good move pool to me.
He doesn't have a good move pool. He looks like garbage. Like the fact that he has a prop is stupid.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't like prop Pokemon.
No,
yeah.
He has a drum made out of trees. Well, oh, speaking of prop Pokemon, do you consider Kangaskhan a prop Pokemon? Due to the fact that it has a child,
the giant. Yeah, I. No, because that. Because that's like its own... That's its own thing, you know?
Okay.
I would consider a prop Pokemon to be like... what's the one from Black and White? He holds the crow... Or not the crowbar, the...
Oh, Girder.
Girder, yeah.
Yeah,
or what's his name?
Conkeldurr.
The tree.
Conkeldurr.
Yeah. Him. I don't like props like that. I don't like... I don't like props like... I mean, even Cubone is kind of tacky to me. With the props, I think the use of props kind of
only. But you can have a prop if it has a good explanation. That's where Cubone comes.
That's where Cubone's is. That's why I say only a little for Cubone.
Yeah.
That's where his is acceptable. That's where I think Kangaskhan
is acceptable as well.
Or like Yamask.
Dude,
I think Yamask is acceptable.
Fun story. They say one of the origins of Cubone is the Kangaskhan child loses its mother and due to the trauma, it doesn't grow. Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that thing before. I've all the Pokemon theories.
They're all amazing.
They're all incredible. I've heard them.
Who is your least favorite Pokemon?
My least favorite Pokemon, by far, like, like I'm trying to think in the recess of my mind of all the Pokemon games if there is a Pokemon worse than this.
Okay.
Because I do have a designated one I think is absolute garbage, but I'm trying to think if anything is worse. No. I don't think anything is worse than the fucking chandelier.
Chandelure?
That's the worst thing. That is so trash. When they just started putting faces on inanimate objects in fucking Gen 8, that was the dumbest shit
ever.
Dude,
they got a teapot Pokemon now. There's a fucking teapot.
There's a teapot. There's a fucking cell phone, I think.
There's a lawnmower.
There's so many dog shit.
Shout out to Rotom.
Sun and Moon suck ass, and Sword and Shield sucked ass, and that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, Sun and
My boy Dalton out there is listening, and he knows these exact things are true, because those games are absolutely
See, I like Sword and Shield, but as soon as I put it down, I can't pick it back up again.
There's no reason to. The story, there's really no reason to
keep
playing.
The only thing I would want to do it would be to be competitive, and I'm like, no.
No. Because, like... Some of the movesets, like...
You gotta put in, like... Well, you gotta farm to get moved.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah,
dude.
That is not fuck worth the that. Effort and the time that you're gonna end up being, like, investing into that game.
Yeah, that's... It's not worth it.
It's not worth
but,
it.
But, I
no.
mean, some of, like... X and Y were good, because that introduced the fairy type there, and X and Y, I thought,
that's
was
true.
Great. And I thought, because you got the rollerblades in that one, and that's also
that's
sweet.
Awesome.
That's fucking awesome.
And Yveltal is awesome, too.
Yes, which is by far the better of the two.
Yeah, oh, my
God. It's one of the best legendaries of all time.
I would say top three, behind my boy Darkrai and behind my boy Garantina, I think.
Trash, but I respect it.
What?! Get out of here saying Darkrai is trash.
I fucking hate
Where do you get off saying that? Where do you
Same
get
way
off
I get off
that?
Dialga's. Fucking awesome. Same fucking place.
You cannot say that Darkrai is trash.
He's a good Pokemon. He is great, but I'm not putting him in my top three. I don't think I need to put him in my top five.
Oh,
But that's personal favorite, not like battling power.
Okay.
In battling power, yeah, undoubtedly he's in top three, but I just...
Not your favorite? He's dope to me, like, in every way. I think he's just so sweet. The fucking, like, vampire teeth neck thing that he wears, the red...
The big-ass puffy comb. It's like he's wearing a down jacket, buddy. Garantina's, like, has a spine and wings.
Garantina's dope. No, Garantina might be two for me, actually. Or it might be number one for me. I'm not sure.
That is a nice Pokemon. That whole distortion world thing.
Right.
That was weird. I'm, like, 10 years old.
And you're just,
what the fuck is this?
If Reshiram or Zekrom were the only one of the two, I'd say they're up there. But because they're kind of similar, I can't put either up there. But, like, if there was only a Zekrom and no Reshiram, or only Reshiram and no Zekrom, they'd be top three for me.
There's the fucking Ice-type one there. The Kyurem.
Oh, Kyurem? No, he's dope.
Yeah, he's pretty
cool. He's dope. He's, like, top 25 for me. He's cool.
That is fair. I would say... Dialga, the old one's a favorite. Groudon, I'm a big fan of Groudon.
Groudon goes hard. He's just classic.
Fuck yeah. He's Godzilla.
He's literally
Godzilla.
Like,
dude, that's pretty much it. He's Godzilla.
So are you taking an army of Groudons in?
Oh, fuck. We have to go back. No, we never decided if Pokemon were sentient.
I'd say they're allowed.
Well, then you'd have to go with a Pokemon at that point.
I'm taking Torterra.
You're taking Torterra? Oh, fuck, that was the point of this. Maybe Dialga's, but no. I'll stick away from legendaries, because I don't think that's fair.
So you wanted a dragon earlier? You gotta take my boy Salamence.
Salamence does fucking go hard.
It's right up there on the wall.
I just want to make sure that that's my favorite dragon. But... I go with an army of Dragonites.
Dragonite?
No, you're right.
No.
I can't do that.
No.
They're too adorable.
That's like saying an army of Lapras. Like, come on.
Hey. Yeah, I'll go with Salamence. I can't. I just wanted a dragon earlier. But
what about Rayquaza?
Legendary.
Yeah, that's right.
Man. Come on, I'm trying to... Fuck.
About Blaziken.
Fuck no.
Not a dragon, but I'd fuck with that.
He's a fucking chicken. He's a fighting chicken.
He's a fighting chicken, I know. He's a firefighter. I would take him, man.
Man, he is pretty sweet.
An army of Blazikens.
That'd be nice.
Or like an army of,
Oh, man, dude. I'm like, on the spot now. I'd like an army of Espeons. That's my favorite Pokemon.
Woo! That would be sweet. Yeah. There's also an Espeon.
It's rare.
Oh, he might be back there. You see those little Snivies right there? Next to the amiibos with the King Dedede?
Yes.
You see the King Dedede amiibo with the little Snivies next to him?
No.
Right, second shelf on this right black here. One, yeah.
I see.
Right in front of Dedede, there's the Snivies.
Yeah. Oh, in the box?
Espeon is that size, so it could be anywhere. That's what I was getting at.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's
yeah, no, he's in there. I just don't know where.
Alright, we'll go with final answer. Probably. And this would be controversial, but an army of Venusaurs.
Army of Venusaurs?
Mm,
that's a good pick.
It's the best starter Pokemon ever is, was, and ever shall be.
Not better than Turtwig, man. Sorry, I can't give it to you. Or Snivy.
Like, I like Torterra appearance-wise, but only because Venusaur is an absolute god competitively.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't get banned, but it...
But it should.
Yeah, probably should.
It definitely should. That man is an absolute monster. Like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah,
it's
literally
a monster.
That's a good selection. Venusaur. Yeah, I would say...
with dragons and ended with basically Venusaur. The same Pokemon.
I would say either Torterra or fucking Ninetales. Because that's one of my favorite Pokemon.
Ninetales is the shit.
Just because it looks so dope.
You know what? I'll see your Ninetales and I'll raise you the Ice-type Ninetales.
Ooh.
From Alola, which I think is awesome.
Okay, then I'll take you one better. If we're talking about ice types,
fire away.
I'm talking about my boy, fucking oh man, I'm forgetting his name. The fucking the white, or like the face with the white on it. That one that was just a floating ball. You know what I'm talking about? He's got the angry teeth.
Yeah,
and the pointy ears. Glalie,
the floating thing of ice.
Yeah.
Dude,
I'm taking an army of those motherfuckers. Or a bomb of snow.
Just a big Yeti. You're going to take an army of Yetis is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, fuck.
Alright, we answered the question.
Yeah, that was it.
And we're looking at about 102 right now.
Holy
so
shit.
You'll have as of right now, the second longest episode in podcast history. Looking at 102.
Right.
So
let's not go for the longest, man.
No. I'm wrapping. This is the wrap up. This was the wrap up. I'm just letting you know. So
yes.
Do you have any farewell words for the people out there?
Torterra's the shit. I blanked, and but there's a lot of hills I'll die on.
There's a lot of hills you'll die on. There's a lot of things you need to learn too.
Yes. I have said no to a lot of things today.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening, as always, from Tell Me Something I Don't Know podcast. I'm your host, Julian, with Mackie.
What's up?
And we're out of here.